Before we start talking about our inyan, which is Egla Arufa, I would first try to mention that we made a bris today of a grandson, a Ben HaBen. Maybe after the shir, I'll be able to mention something about Talmud Torah of Ben HaBen. First, we'll start out with the inyan of Egla Arufa. The Mishnah starts out in Daf Memdalad Omad Beis Egla Arufa, beginning of the parak. The Mishnah, it says, Nimtzo somuch lasfar oy leyo sharu bo goyim oy leyo shein bo bezdin loy hoyu oyofin. If it was close to a city that either it doesn't have a bezdin, we need zikne or ear, or it's near a city of goyim, or it's near the border in the somuch lasfar, so then the din is that you're not orif. But the bachis gur is not lo you orifin. The bachis gur is lo you moidetin. They didn't be moidet. They didn't measure even to there. That means you didn't measure to those cities, but you measure to a different city. Even those might be closer. And the pasuk it says v'yisoir akrovo elacholo. Even so, you measure it to a different city. So if the girsa would be lo you orfin, that means it's potter from arifa, because it can't be mekayim kurva. But if you were girs, lo you moidedin, like the bachis girs, and that's how the Rambam paskins, so you just don't measure to those cities, but you measure to the cities that are shaykh, or roi tegla rufa. Ein moidedin elo the il sheesh bo bezin. Only moided to il sheesh bo bezin. That the Gemara talks of it already said that li'o she'en bo bezin lo yomoidedin. So it should say moidedin, moidedin elo li'o sheesh bo bezin. That we'll talk soon. Then the Gemara says in Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, umodedu she'afilu nimtzo ba'alil lo il lo yoyu moidedin. Even if it was obvious that this is the closest city, still you have to measure to the city. That means it's a mitzvah to be oisek b'medida. That, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he talks about it. He says in the Seif, on top, he says, Nimtzo cholol ba'alil le'ir, af shiyodu ala kol shezu yo'ir akroivo, mikol mekoy mitzvah limdoit. That means it's a mitzvah, in any case, to measure, even if it's clear that that's the city that's closest. Then he says, Yesh yomrim shetzorich limdod l'chol ha'orim asher sviv ha'secholo. You have to always measure all the cities that are in the area of the cholo. V'yesh mishoymer she'en tzorich limdod elo lo'iso yir bilvad. Just to measure that city that you know that's the closest, but it's a mitzvah to be moided. Reb Chaim Kanievsky also brings that they made a bracha on the medida. Some say dafka to measure the ones that are further away. That means the closest one, we know it's close. Ki'ilu, that we measured it already. But you have to measure other cities, so you measure the other ones. And v'yeshemrim shemoydedin loisoyir v'loidir. Just two cities. That he brings from the Chazon Ish. He says, that the din, he brings from the Chazon Ish that it's not enough to measure one city, because that's not called measuring. Measuring means you measure two things and you say one is closer than the other. If you measure just one city, it's not really called that you measure. It's like as if you know before and it's just stam doing a pe'ula, but it's not called measuring. So he says that he heard from the Chazon Ish, he probably heard it himself, that the Chazon Ish said that you have to measure two cities. One that's closer, even though you know it's closer, and then one that's a little further. You could also ask on this, if you know clearly that this one is closer, so what are you measuring? But if there's a mitzvah, lasik b'medida, so can you read, it's not enough just to know that or to see that this one is closer. You also have to know it al yidei measuring. That the measuring should give you the idea that this one is the closer one. And then there's a yesho imrim shein tzorich medida klal. If it was ba'li le'ir, so you bechlal don't need to measure it. Aye, but the Gemara says nimtzo ba'li le'ir. So that needs a hesber. That brings from the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer says that it could be you wouldn't need to measure at all. Then the Gemara says, Ein moide din alo leo sheyesh bo beznes. The Gemara asks pshite. Kimen de ton alo leo sheyesh bo bezdin. It said in the Mishnah that it was nimtza kol somuch leo sheyesh bo bezdin lo yu moide din. So we understand that you're only moide leo sheyesh bo bezdin. So why does the Mishnah have to continue to say ein moide din alo leo sheyesh bo bezdin? Pshite. Kimen de ton alo leo sheyesh bo bezdin. Ano yedane de ein moide din alo leo sheyesh bo bezdin. So why does it say, we said, ein moided din somuch leo she'en bo bezdin. So we know that you're moided leo she'esh bo bezdin. So why does it say, ein moided din elo leo she'esh bo bezdin? O komash melon kedetanya, minayin she'im nimtso somuch leo she'en bo bezdin. She'manichi noiso, u moided din leo she'esh bo bezdin, tamud loim avolok chuzik ne'o yireim mikol mokoyim. That, how do we know that you leave the city that's Ein Bo Bezdin, that's closer, and you go to the further city that Yesh Bo Bezdin, that means you delete completely the city Shein Bo Bezdin, and you're Moide Tiosh Yesh Bo Bezdin, because it says, V'loch hu Zikni o Yirai mikol mokum. Because it didn't have to say Zikni o Yirai, it could have said, V'loch hu Zikneo. That's what Rashi says. So the Melech Yirai is an extra word, extra posik. So we learn from there that even if it's further, but if it's Yesh Bo Bezdin, it's the closest one of the Yesh Bo Bezdin. Rashi says, "Komash Milon Kedetanya, Vochi Koma." This is the Pshat in the Mishnah. Nimtzo Somuch LeYoshein Bo Bezdin, Ein Moidedin Lo. If it was found close to the city that doesn't have a Bezdin, so you don't measure. Elo LeYosh Yesh Bo Bezdin Moidedin, Ezu LeYosh Yesh Bo Bezdin Koyvoloi. V'Iloi Hodotanya, V'Amin Ein Moidedin Klal. So he says that you're not moide to the city that doesn't have a bezdin. Only you're moide to the city that has a bezdin to know which city that has a bezdin is the closest. If it wouldn't say another time in the Mishnah these words, of ein moide din elo leo sheyesh bo bezdin, we would think that ein moide din klal, because the krovo is ein bo bezdin. So that's why he says, even though the krovo is ein bo bezdin, ein moide din elo leo sheyesh bo bezdin, to know which one is the closest. So BMS, I would think in Rashi, I would think to say like this. I think maybe Rashi is saying like this. The Yediyah ain't your moide don't nimtzo ba'alila ear, you're still moide. Shemitzvah lasek b'medida. No, you moide din shemitzvah lasek b'medida. And here Rashi is saying, even though there's one that's somuch, calls man you weren't moide, that means ba'alila ear, you know for sure that this will be the one. So the medida maybe is not moisif it's not moisif for Yediyah. But here we're talking that the Kroiva is the Yer She'en Bo Bezdin. So the Yediyah has to come on Yedei the Medida. The Medida is Kovea, the Yediyah, which one is the closest. And here it was Nimtzos, it was close, Somuch Yer She'en Bo Bezdin. It doesn't have to be Dafke Ba'alil here. Somuch Ba'alil means it's mamish close, you see with your eyes, there's no reason, no way to say different. But nimtzo somuch leir means it's a little further. It's you see with your eyes, it looks like that one is closer. So he's saying that we shouldn't measure to the Yer She'en Bo Bezdin. Could be that the pshat is kol zman we don't measure, we don't count it as a yediyah that we know which one is the kroiva. The measuring is machlit, is paskins, which one is the kroiva. So if you're not going to measure to the Yer She'en Bo Bezdin, you only measure to the Yer She'esh Bo Bezdin. So then we'll know for sure al yedei the medida which one is the kroiva. So it could be lefi Rashi that Rashi says from the orim sheish bo bezdin which one is the kroiva. It could be Rashi is also meaning to say that is the kroiva, because the ein bo bezdin that we didn't measure it. It's kilo. It's not here because we don't have a yedia through medida. Also, it could be maybe Rashi is going lefi the shitas horitz bo. The Agos Maimonides brings in Perek Tes. Perek Tes, Halacha Hey from Milchus Rotzeach, he brings that what the Gemara says, Ein Moide Din Elo Yer She'esh Bo Bezdin, is talking that it's Kechatzuvo, which means like you, as if imaginary triangle, and at each point there's a city, like a segel. And one has a bezdin, two have a bezdin, and one doesn't have a bezdin. So then we say that we skip over the Ir she'ein bo bezdin, and we only go to the Orim she'yesh bo bezdin, and we measure from them. That's why Rashi says, "Ein moidedin lo elo le'ir she'yesh bo bezdin, moidedin ezui ir she'yesh bo bezdin kroivole." That means there's a few cities that have a bezdin, regardless of the one that doesn't have a bezdin that's closer, and we see which one of the yesh bo bezdin has. Is the Krovel. So it's Mashma Rasha that there were three cities. Only we measure between the ones that have a Bezdin, we measure which one is closer. So it's Miskayim, the Din of Korva, even without the Lomdas we said before, the Fidur Itzbo, it could be that he means only when there's a Krova, Shem Krova is when there's also one that's further. So the Ein Bezdin doesn't count, but from the Orim, Sheyesh, Boem Bezdin, one is closer than the other, so it's Miskayim, the Din of Korva. The Fidur Itzbo comes out that if there's only two cities, and one is Ein Bo Bezdin and one is Yesh Bo Bezdin, one is Ein Bo Bezdin is closer, and the one Sheyesh Bo Bezdin is further, so you'll never be Mekayim the Din of Kurva, because the Ein Bo Bezdin is closer, and the Yesh Bo Bezdin is only one. It's not compared to something else. Kurva closer means it's closer than something else that's further. So it has to be compared to something. And if there's no other cities, there's only two cities, so Memela there won't be Egla Rufa. The Rambam Paskin is different. The Rambam Paskin is that if there's two cities, one is Ein Bo Bezdin, so you skip over that one and you measure to the Ir she'yesh bo bezdin. So Bamis, it could be that's Dome to the Din of Nimtzo Ba'alila Ir, that you have to be Moedet. Alila Ir means that it's as if you're just looking at it as if there's only one city close, because it's for sure that one. It's clearly that one. But still you have to measure. So the Rambam says that if there's two cities, one is Ein Bo Bezdin, one is Yesh Bo Bezdin, you measure to the one that's Yesh Bo Bezdin. Mm-hmm. We have two shittas, the Rambam and the Ritzbo. The Rambam says that if there's only two cities, one is Yesh Bo Bezdin, one is Ein Bo Bezdin, you measure to the one she Yesh Bo Bezdin. The Ritzbo, it comes out that if there's only two cities, you don't bring Egla Ruva, because there has to be Kanira that the Hezber is. That's what it says in the Achronim, it's Mashma that the Hezber is, because there has to be something that's called Kurva, even if it's Biyachas to something else. Tosfos and Makis says Gemara says in Marcus like this, Daf Yudom et Beis. Be'il she'en bozkenim, it says, lo kuzik ne'ir ahi. It has to be a ir she'esh bozkenim. Be'il she'en bozkenim, if there's a city that doesn't have zkenim, and pashtus, it means bezdin, that's what it says in the Rambam. Ravami bravasi, tzamachlikas ravami and ravasi. Chadomar mevio egla rufo, chadomar eno mevio egla rufo. The man do marino mevia glarufo bin a zikne yorai bulek. The Ritva learned that it's like krok and chsiv. Since it says zikne yorai and there's no skenim, so since we can't be mekayim zikne yorai, so you don't bring a glarufo. It's not roy. The man do marino mevia glarufo mitzve baum. That means it's not me'akiv. Even if there's no bezdin, it's no zikne area, there's no bezdin, so it's not me'akiv. Still, you could bring a eglarufa. So, there's Rasiask statement, the Tanan, eglarufa ain't moided in elomir she'esh bo bezdin. Eglarufa, you're only moided from a ear she'esh bo bezdin. That's the end of the Mishnah. Ain't moided in elomir she'esh bo bezdin. So, how does the Gemara say here that there's a man do'omar, which is a moira, you can't be choylik on a Mishnah? And he says that Ir she'en boz kenim mevio egla rufo. So Tosfos says like this, Ve'eshloima, dosa mairi, that the Mishnah that says in Soita, ein mevien, kegoen dika yoris tuve. There's a lot of cities around it, ubechoda minayri yesh bezdin. Kiven de motzi loy kumi kroa de mekaimile. There's a lot of cities around the Cholol, and there's one that has a bezdin. So we go to the one that has a bezdin, because it says v'lo chuzik ne'er yirahi, and that's called what the Gemara says here, the mitzvah ba'alma. אבל אוכל מיירי כגוין שאין שום בסדין בכלו היוריס הסמוכס הילכך אמרינו דמכל מקום מוידה דין מנהיו. Here we're talking in the Gemara Makkos that says Yoshein Bozkeni Mevioeg LaRufa, that there all the cities around the Cholol don't have a Bezdin. Memele, you can't be Mekayim the Posik of Lokhu Zikne Yerahi. So therefore, so out of all the cities, Shein Bozkenim were Moedet, then we go to the Kroiva. Why? Because the Posik of Lokhu Zikne Yerahi is only Lemitzvah Baum. So it's interesting, how do we learn Pshat? Does it says, but it says Ein Moedidin Eloliyoshi Yesh Bo Bezdin, that's coming to tell us that you'll look up if there's one that has a Bezdin, so go to that city and bring, you should bring Egla Rufa, regardless if it's the closest, even if it's not the closest, because since you want to be Mekayim, you can be Mekayim. The mitzvah Baalma de Zikni Yerai. If there's no city that has a Bezdin, so without that Pasuk, we can also be Mekayim Egla Rufa without this Keni. But usually when it says mitzvah ba'alme, like the machlokas before it, in the Gemara there's a few machlokas and like that, the Gemara says like ir miklot. It says by ir miklot that there's kenim. Bediber bozne zikner yirai. So it says a ir, shein boz kenim, rabami v'ravasi. So it means it's a mitzvah ba'alma. I would think the pshat is by your miklot. What does it mean, the mitzvah ba'alma? Somebody killed and he's running away to your mitzvah. He's running for his life. So it's a hidur mitzvah. It's a mitzvah ba'alma to run into a city where there's kenim. Maybe that would be the pshat, but it could be the pshat is the mitzvah ba'alma that the people in the year miklot, since they're named, they're called a ear miklot, so milechatchila they should see to it to be mamid zkenim in the ear. So we could learn tupshat the mitzvah ba'alma by ear miklot, either that the city has to be doeg that they should have zkenim milechatchila, or that, and this is not so mistaber, to tell the rotzeach to be mahadar to run into a city sheyesh bohem zkenim. So that's the mitzvah ba'alma. Now, when we're talking about a egla rufa, it's not shaykh to say the mitzvah ba'alma, the milchatchila, should have zkenim when you have to bring a egla rufa. That's not shaykh to say. You never know when there will be or if there will be egla rufa. So what's the mitzvah ba'alma mean? The mitzvah ba'alma to be mekayim, the din of zikner yirahi, to choose that city. But l'chura, it says ein moed din alaliyah sheyesh bo bezdin, the pshat would be, let's say, like the dugma of Tosfos, that there's all the cities don't have a bezdin, one has a bezdin. So the pshat is we choose that city, but if a different city would bring the egla rufa, they wouldn't be mekayim. L'chura the pshat is ein moedidin elo le'yoshiyesh bo bezdin. So that city is nikba to be the one to bring the egla rufa, even though it's only lemitzvah ba'alma. So we'll say that the pshat is lemitzvah ba'alma and koyvea which city, and if you do a different city, you're not yetzer. And that's why it says Ein Moedidin Elo LeYoshiyesh Bo Bezdin. But it could be pshat even different. Ein Moedidin, once you're Moedid to that city, the Medida is Koveya, that should be the Egla Rufa. Once the Medida is Koveya, for sure you can't do different. But the Medida is LeMitzvah Baalma, it should be Moedid. LeMitzvah Baalma to be Moedid LeYoshiyesh Bo Bezdin. What would be if you're Moedid LeYoshiyesh Bo Bezdin in a Mokim that there is a Bezdin? Maybe it could be that you are Yotzer. So that means lefi our last pshat that we're trying to say now, the mitzvah ba'alma means on the medida. The medida is koveya, what's the city? And once you are koveya, you can't change it. How are you koveya? The medida, it's like a psak. So if you're moided liyoshi yesh bo bezdin, was paskin on that city. But if you were over, let's say you're moided a city she'en bo bezdin, either you'll say that the medida is not a medida with shaloi kedin, or you'll say that b'di'evad the medida is kosher because it was only the mitzvah ba'alma. And the Karanoira asks on the Tosfos and Makkos, Ein divrei muvanim dim kein my polich pshita. If it's the way Tosfos says that there's a, we're ein babezdin bechlal, so you're moedet to even at your shein babezdin my polich pshita. When the Gemara asked pshita that if you said somuch liyosh shein babezdin do you moedetin, so you know you're moedet liyosh yesh babezdin. Why did the Gemara say pshita adrabe? Iker reisha a sefer koy. The iker chiddush is in the sefer. The emos ein moedetin liyosh shein babezdin. Sheish il sheish bo bezdin. When it says ein moedetin aloliyosh sheish bo bezdin. But if it's the not shaykh that piske in the Mishnah of ein moedetin aloliyosh sheish bo bezdin, so even the ein bo bezdin you're not moedet. You're moedet to the yosh ein bo bezdin. Aber lelek il sheish bo bezdin moedetin gam liyosh ein bo bezdin. Void mashikos of dos and mairi. Shein shom bezdin b'chloa yoris asmucho is gamkin koshe. To lo yazlina bosar kurve b'kei gavne. You don't go bosar kurve when there's no bezdin b'chaloa yoris. V'afilu im o'ir she'en bo bezdin kroivo yoisa mikol mokoy moedidin lir she'esh bo bezdin orichoyko v'afilu im o'sifir otzifar. If you say that ir she'esh bo bezdin, you're always moedid even if it's orichoyko. So when Tosfos is talking about there's orim she'en bo bezdin around the cholol, you're moedid to one of them, be moedid to orichoyko even much further if it's she'esh bo bezdin. Mainaf kemine main shom bezim chola yoris asmuch zim dedu liorichoyko. So that the Kerner says, ulai that Tosfos learns like the Shita Soritzbo, that it's kechatzuva that there's three cities. So he says, a Tosfos nami ochisvirele dal kocho chen moedidin elolir sheish bo bezin hainu deleke le mezal bosar kove. אבל איך הדיקה למזל בוסר קובה מויד הדין גם ליר שאין בו בסדין. So he says that פשט in the ריצבו לא חיתיר, it's the מיירי דיקה בייז היורס שיש בו הם בסדין. דיקה רובה נגד או יר שאין בו. That means he's saying, if there's three cities, so two היורס say that there's רויב, two היורס נגד one, so the one that that's a kurva you don't bring because those are rov, and then from the rov we're koyvea, and the Tosfos also holds that ain moedidin elolir shein bo bezin because you can't go bosar kurva. Avalecha dike lemezal bosar kurva moedidin gam liyor shein bo bezin. So he learns pshat in Tosfos that he goes lefi the shita soritzbo, that if there's three cities, so you go the two could be mafkia from the kurva. But if there isn't three cities, they're all the same, they're ain bo bezdin, so you can't be mafkia from the kurva. So then you go bosar kurva. So it has a shame of korov, even if there isn't a bezdin. In the Tosfos read, in Bobe Basra, the sugya in Bobe Basra goes like this. Omar Rab Hanine, Bafchov Gimel Amud Beis. Roy v'koroy v'olchin achar roiv. Bafal gav de rube do reise v'kor v'do reise, v'lochi rube odi. The roiv v'koroy, so you go after the roiv. Even though korv is do reise, because it says v'yisir ha'koroyvo, and roiv is do reise, because it says achar rabim la'atois, still, we go bosarov neged the korev. Mosi prebzere voyo irakroivo elacholol vafal gavdik achitid in efishim. You know, even though there's a bigger city of more people, so let's go bosarov and not bosar korev. And still, we go bosar korev. So you see that korev is better than roiv. So the Gemara answers b'deleket. So Rashi says, "Bedeleke rochoyko mizu shegdoilo mimeno elokulon shovis." All the ones, all the cities are the same. So memela, you can only go bosar korva. But if there would be a city that's bigger, so you go after the one that's roiv. And pashtas the pshat is that that one of the roiv would bring egla rufa. So the Gemara asks, "Leizel bosar rube de alma?" That roiv of the people in the world, maybe it came from them or a further away city that has a roiv. The Gemara says, "Biyosheves b'nehorim," that it's ein derech rotschim to come from other places to here. Nobody will come because it's a closed in area. Only the cities that's mistaber that it comes from there. Tosfos asks, "Biyosheves b'nehorim," not this Tosfos, but Teme. Doch mashma de time of the year koiva me via glaru from shem de mitoicha kove muchach shem shom boa hoirik. It's mashma in this Gemara that it goes bosa svora. If you say that the korvitz mistaba the rotzach came from the closer city, or we say it's mistaba that it came from where there's more people. The roiv people are there, so it's more chances that from there came the rotzach. So Tosfos asks, if that's the reason, not Xeris HaKosov of Korva, only that it's a Svora, ובסויתו תניה, מנין שאם נמצא סומך ליר שאין בו בזדין, שמניחי נויסו שאין בו בזדין, ואולכין ליר אחר שיש בו בזדין, ומאי, פעלוי מתוך הקורבה ניר שמאויסו שאין בו בזדין היו. Why do we say that מניחי נויסו שאין בו בזדין, and we go בוסה יר שיש בו בזדין, but the Svora says that it came from the Korva. So how could we go bosa the one that's further away, even though this one doesn't have a bezdin and that one has a bezdin? So the kasha is that it goes bosa svara, and it doesn't go bosa gzeras akosu. And the Tosfos Reed says that the pshat and the Gemara is that if we go bosa ruba the nefisha mino, so nobody would bring a glar rufa. Not the Kroivo, because there's one that's bigger and says it comes from there. And the bigger one, the Ruba, doesn't bring because the Torah is Makbid on Korva. So Pshat and Tosfos Reed says that Bemes Egla Rufa, the Din is Davka Kroivo. And if it's not a Kroivo, so it doesn't bring. But when the Gemara asks, Leidl Bosa Ruba, that maybe there's a city that's bigger, the Gemara asked it, can they to say that no one should bring Egla Rufa, or go Bosa Roiv and say no one should bring. And Tosfos Reed Derech Agav also mentions there that if it's close, and we see that that's the close one, so you don't need to be moided. He holds that there's no din medida if it's clear that that's the one, if there's only one. And then the Gemara says, "Bedeleke," that there isn't a roiv anywhere. And then the Gemara says, "Lezil bosa ruba dalma." Maybe it came from some people that come around. They walk around and they come by. So maybe it came from there. And Mela, nobody should bring because it's not a city. So the Gemara answers, "Biyoshevus ben Aharim," that there's only the cities that are the people that are in those cities. And then you measure lefi that they're all the same. So Mela we go bosa korva. And if one city is bigger and it's not the korva, so Bemis wouldn't bring Egla Rufa. Then the Tosfos Reed says, let's ask Akasha, that Teisha Chanuyu is Moicha, is Bosa Shchuta, Vachas Moicha is Bosa Nevela. And it was Porish, so we go Bosa Roiv, and we say it came from the Tes Chanuyus that are Kshera. So over here also say, if there's 10 Chanuyus around the Cholol, and one is a Kroiva, and all the 9 are a little further, so we'll say that all the 9 that are further or Koivea, to say that the Kroiva the Rotzeh didn't come from the Kroiva. It came from the Rechoikim. And just like by Teisha Hanuyas, you should go after the 9 and not after the 1. So he says there's a difference. There's a difference between it. The Teisha Hanuyas, all 9 come to say the same Psak, that it's kosher. So it doesn't matter which one it came from. There's more chances it came from the 9. So Memele, we say that all 9 paskin that it's kosher. So it's one psak of roiv neged the miut. By the orim, even if you say that it came from the roiv, but it's not a roiv that tells you where it came from, because each city says it came from him or it came from this one. The psak is not together all one psak that adds up. It's only to tell us it's not the korov. But which one is it? It's not a psak. That's not a roiv. So we're saying from two sides. Either because the roiv is not mitzarif together, because each one is saying something else. That means legabi the korva, it's saying it's not the korva. But that's not called saying a psak. The psak really is that either it came from here, it came from there. And there's no one psak together that comes out of all 9. Memele, it can be medamet to teisha chanuyos. In the place in Simen Samach Gimel in Yoradei, at the end of the Simen, he says, how could it be a ir she'ein bo bezdin and a ir she'esh bo bezdin? The ir she'ein bo bezdin is closer, and the ir she'esh bo bezdin is further. Why isn't there a bezdin in the ir she'ein bo bezdin? Because there's a halacha that if there's a city that has 120 people, If there's less, there's no chiyuv. So why isn't there bezdin? Because there's less than 120 people. Nidach, the other city, sheyesh bo bezdin. Why does it have a bezdin? Because it has 120 people. So people claim that the city, sheyesh bo bezdin, is a roiv. How could you go and say that shein bo bezdin is korov? So you go, you're sheyesh bo bezdin because it has a bezdin. Even without that reason, even if both had a bezdin, but the one sheyesh bo bezdin is further, but it's more people. And the Gemara says here in Baba Basra, roiv a korov, you go to the roiv. So place he says because it's not the same. The 120 people that you need to make a bezdin is tafka people gedolim that are mechuyev b'mitzvahs agvorim anoshim, but the roiv that you need by egla rufa is anoshim noshim v'taf. You count in everybody, so it could be between anoshim noshim v'taf you have more people in the ear she'ein bo bezdin, but it's not enough people, not enough gedolim today to make a bezdin. There's not 120. Lumat other city sheyesh bo bezdin, it could be that there's 120 people anoshim, but the noshim v'taf is less. Maybe to answer the Tosfos Kasha, Tosfos asks a stira. Tosfos says that in the Gemara in Baba Basra's Mashma that it's a svora. Where did the Rotzeach come from? The Korov or the Rov? So you go after Rov, a Korov, Olchinach or Rov. But the Gemara in Saito, it says, Nimtza, Somuch Liyoshe, Ein Bo Bezdin, Yer Moided Liyoshe, Yesh Bo Bezdin. Maybe we would say that the Torah is makpid, that means a little bit like we said before, it could be it's not a teretz completely, but it might be a derech. That the medida is what's koivea. That means before your moided is as if you don't have a yediyah. All the yediyahs and the svaras that you have from where the rotzeach came comes after the medida. So first comes the chiyuv to be moided, to measure. So you measure. So we say that Irshein Bobezin, you don't measure, so we don't count it. And you measure from the other cities, and you measure which one is the closest. When you're talking about Roiv Korov, so we're talking that he measured the two cities, and one is a Korov, and one is a Roiv. So you do have the idea of both of them. You have the idea of the Korov, and you have the idea of the Roiv. So we say that you go both a Roiv, but not because it's closer, but because you are moided, the medida is kevea. Just like we said before, there's a din of nimtza ba'alil le'ir. So why should you measure? But the Torah said to measure. Or the Chazon Ish says nimtza ba'alil le'ir, so you should measure to another city also. What's the pe'ul of being measuring to another city? So obviously the Chazon Ish is learning that the medida makes you the yediyah. Before that is as if you don't have a yediyah. Now you know that this one is rechoika and this one is kreva. But that would all be good. It would be easier to say that if we would say that there's only one city that you don't have to be moided. So the Tosfos Reed really says that you don't have to be moided even if there's one city. The Rambam, it's a little mashma that even if there's only one city, you still have to be moided. The Chazon Ish obviously learns, even in the Rambam, Mistame learns, if there's one city, there's no, it's not even called a medida. So also we could say with our svara that medida tells you something. It's not just that you're measuring a mitzvah, it's also telling you the idea that you have, which one is closer, how further away it is. It's al yedei the medida. So if there's only one city, so you know, it's not shaykh more than that. If there's two cities, once there's two, it's already shaykh to say that the medida is what's kriveh. That means the medida is like a psak. Then there's another inyan in Egla Rufa. There's the lav. There's a lav. Lashelo ye oved boi v'lo yizorea. Once you're oiref the Egla and the Nachal Eson, it becomes osur to work in that place. There's a machlek, as the Mishnah Melech brings it from the Yerushalmi, how much of the area, let's say the Egla Rufa takes up a few amas where you're orif it, but how much of the area of the Nachal it becomes osur ba'avoid, osur lizroya, osur la'avoid. So one sheet has dalad amas, one says chamishim amas. Before I saw the Yerushalmi, I imagined probably, but it's not like that. The Yerushalmi doesn't say that. He says, I would have thought maybe when you're standing in the place of the Arifa, as much as your eyes see in the Nachal. Nachal is a valley, either the way the Rambam says where there's water, or Rashi says it's a valley, it's a Nachal. So as much as your eyes see, it's Teufis, the whole place. But the Yerushalmi doesn't say that. The Yerushalmi says either it's Arbamas or Chamishimama. Rashmi Kinnan asks, how could a person plant nowadays? How could he be Oivid in a Soda nowadays? B'chol Oilam. His Loshen is B'chol Oilam. The Michas Chinuch talks about it. Why he says B'chol Oilam? Maybe also Chutzlort, but it says, Kimotze Chol Ba'adom Asher Hashem Elokecha Nesen Loch Levishto. So it's only in Eretz Yisrael. So he says, maybe the Cholol is in Eretz Yisrael, but the Arifa could be Chutzlort. Akabai Mistaber is that the Rash says, and Reb Chaim Kanevsky also says like that in the Sefer, it's Mistaber when he says B'chol Oilam means in Eretz Yisrael, the places where it's shaykh that there would be a Nachal Eisam. So how could we plant in any karka that we come and we see maybe it was a Nachal Eisam? So let's say like this, you discount all the mountains, you're talking about a place that's really to be a Nachal, a valley, a hard place, and or where there's water for the Rambam. So you should be able to be, you shouldn't be able to plant because maybe it's a Nachal Eson. I will say that Rove places is not a Nachal Eson, but it's Kavua, and Kavua is Kemechtzo Almechtzo, so it should be like a Sofik. So Bems, you could say maybe it's a Shail if the Aloch is like the Rambam or like Rashi, if it has to be a place of water. So if it's a place that's not water, so Lefi, the Rambam, it's for sure not a Nachal Eson. And Filo Lefi, Rashi, Rove places not. So it could be it's a Sfeik where there's Kavua. Akopanim, the Rash Mikinun says that it's a kovua sheino nikar bimkoyme. There's a klal and rishonim that kovua is only where in its place it was nikar, like teisha chanuis moichas bosar kshera. So the ones who know the city, the stores, we know that they're kshera. Now the bosar nimtzo, we don't know where it came from. We don't know it from the kshera or the treva. But the chanuyas itself are kovuas. That's why belokach, when you took out of the store, so the shaila is on the stores. So lokach is a mechzo al mechzo as a sofik, because bimkoimam, the chanuyas itself, is nikar bimkoimam, the two tzdodim. Mashenken, nowadays a nachales, and it's not nikar, even though it's kovua, but it's not nikar bimkoimam, which one is the nachales and that's osur, and which one is not. So memele, it's all mixed up, and then you go bosaroid. The shaila is, why doesn't the Rash Mikina go bosar chazoka? All the city, all the land, and everything in Eretz Yisrael was at one point lechatchila was kosher before the first Egla Rufa, and now we have a sofik if it changed. So we should go bosar chazoka that it wasn't a nachal eson. By the way, how do we know that there ever was an Egla Rufa? There's two mekoros. One is in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Perek Ben Sira that there's three things that are drosh v'kabel schar, ira nidachas, and ben tzoyre umoyre, and baisa menuga. Because it's so complicated, you need so many details kedei to be mekayim that mitzvah, so it's not shaykh that it happens. Machlokes, Rabbi Yosi says it did happen. So that's only drosh v'kabel schar, we should learn the sugyas. But it doesn't count Egla Rufa. So we see that Egla Rufa did happen. Chutz from that, there's another Gemara in the end of Sotah that says Misharabu Ratzchonin Botle Egla Rufa. So we see that there was Egla Rufa. We see Shmuel Hanavi brought Egla. So the Shaila is, why don't we go Bosar Chazoka? There's a Chazoka that each Karka was not a Nachalesa. So the Shmaitze says in Shmaitze Dalet Perek Beis says a Yesod. If there's a sofek on two pieces of meat, we had one piece that was a shchuta and one a nevela. We knew that this one's shchuta, this one's nevela, and then they got mixed up, we didn't know which one it is. Do we go bosar chazok, cheskat sheino zovuach, that at one point they both were osur before it was nishkat, before it became kosher, they were both osur. So let's say a chazok, sheino zovuach, and it should be osur. So the Shmaitzer says that we don't say in such a case, we don't say Chazokah, because for sure we knew Borur that one of them wasn't, came out of the Chazokah. It says by Tereu Terei that we know one is Posel, one Kat, but we don't know who. So even though we know for sure that one is out of the Chazokah of Kashrus, but since we don't know who, so we say we go Bosacheskas Kashrus on each one. Zeyovu Bifnatsum Mezabo Bifnatsum Meidah. Because we didn't know, but by Shchut and Nevela at one point we knew for sure, so it came out of the Chazaka, so we can't use the Chazaka. Which itself needs a big Hezber. Why not? Why can't we make a Chazaka? Right now we have a Sofik. If somebody else would come and see these two pieces of meat, and he knows it's a Sofik, Shchut or Nevela, so he doesn't know for sure, he never knew. So Memela, he would go Bosa Chazaka, and he would say, Cheskas Shenu Zavuach. So why, if the person before he knew it, and now he doesn't know, he forgot, he got mixed up, so he can't go Bosa Chazaka. Maybe it has to do like Shnei Shvilin, that's a stira. Since I knew one was a Shchuta, now not, so it's a stira. But even so, one is a Shchuta, and one is Shchuta, one is Nevela. So we say that they're both also, because this one is Cheskas Shenu Zavuach, but that's the Shmaitzer's Klal. So maybe we would say by Nachal Eson also. Since we imagine, we know that there's one that's a Nachal Eson, we just don't know where it is, so it's for sure it came out of Chazaka, and so Menela, we can't go back into the Chazaka and say that it was kosher. But that it could be, you could argue with that. Because we don't know anything where there's a Nachal Eson. We never knew, like for us, we don't know. It's like the person, we said that in the Shmaitzer, that one person knew there's a Shchuta Nevela, he can't go Bosa Chazaka, but I imagine somebody else, you'll come and you'll say, these two pieces of meat, there's a Sofik, one is a Shchuta, one's a Nevela. It could be the Shmaitzer holds that you don't go Bosa Chazaka, even someone else, that he didn't know. But I think that you would go Bosa Chazaka, because that person didn't know which one it is. He's just hearing that it's a Vadai. Like the Tereu Terei, even the Tereu Terei, they know, but somebody else doesn't know. So you go Bosa Chazaka. So somebody else who never had by him the clearness of which one is Shchuta, I imagine that you would go Bosa Chazaka. So by Nachal Eson also, we're like the other people. We don't know which one it was, so let's go Bosa Chazaka. I'm sure the Shmaitzer doesn't hold this way, but there's a mokum to argue on this point. Derech Agav, that's the Inyan in Halacha. Derech Agav, it says by Yosef HaTzadik, when he left Yaakov Avinu, it says they were Oisek in Parshas Egla Rufo. It says, Vayaras HaGolas Asher Sholach Parilosei, so you say, so it was that he reminded him that he was learning the Parsha of Egla Rufo. And Yaakov Avinu at that time was 108 years old, because it says that Yosef was away 22 years from his father. When Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, he met up with Yosef. He says, "Yimei shnei chayai shloishim u'me'as shon." So Yaakov Avinu was 108 when Yosef left, and Egla is begematria 108. And to go back to the inyan of the bris that we mentioned in the beginning, my grandson's bris, it's ben haben. That the Gemara says that if there's a avanizos bris yosef mama Hashem. Ruchi Ashalacho Dvora Ashasamte Vifichole Yomushu Mipicho Mipizaracho Mipizera Zaracho Omar Hashem Me'atov Adolam. So the Gemara says in Bav Metzia that if you're a Talmud Chacham and your son and your grandson, so Omar Hashem, Hashem is Ani Orev Lecho Shalai Tifsek HaTero Mizaracho Le'olam. And Hashem is the Orev, it takes Arvus on it. So and then the Gemara says, there's also the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that Torah is there, the Gemara in Bamesir, the same Gemara says that it's Torah machzeres al achsanya shelo. That it, since it's achsanya, it's a place where the Torah came so many doras, so memela the Torah keeps coming. And Kolam Alamed, the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Kolam Alamed is ben benoy toiro, kilu kiblo me al Sinai, and kiilu, it was Malamed is benoy, ben benoy of Zari, ad the suif kaladios, because you're teaching your son, your grandson, and they'll teach also their son, their grandson, so mele there's em shech of Torah. And says, last yesterday's parsha, it says, matoivu alecho yakev mishkenoy secho Yisrael. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, all the klolos, the brachas of Bilam change back into klolos b'avinu seinu. But there's one that Hashem really changed it into a bracha, and it stayed there kavua, permanent. Ma toivu alecha Yaakov is kavua. And that in the Beis Medrash and the Torah, that it's kavua, just like there's a kavius of Melamedes ben b'nai Torah. And Torah machzeres al achsanya shelo. Achsanya is begematria Bilam, because Bilam made that achsanya with kavua, the ma toivu alecha Yaakov, that bracha stays. Even the goyim themselves made this kvius of matoivu, so they can't be mafkia from it. Just one more thing I would say, since this week's haftarah and Pinchas is very rare, it doesn't come out too much to read this haftarah and Pinchas, because usually Pinchas is one of the parshas of Sheva de Puranusa, so we would read Divrei Yirmiyo. But this week we're reading the haftarah of Pinchas is about Elio, that he was Asher Ozvu es Brischa b'nei Yisrael Misbreisecha Orogu. So he was Mekatrik on Klal Yisrael, and then Hashem said it's enough with being Mekane Kineso Bashitim and Kineso here. So Mela, he took him up Besara Asher Maimah. They said Asher Ozvu es Brischa b'nei Yisrael, so Hashem said he should come to all the Brises. Ozvu is Begematria Mila. Then at the end of the after it says that Hashem sent them to be Moshech Elisha ben Shofat Lenovi Tachtecho. He should be pass on the Mesoros of the Nevuah to Elisha. So it says he saw Elisha, there was Chiresh, Shneimos Otzmodim Lefonov, Vehu Bishneimos. And he sent him his coat and he said, Ma'o Sisi Lecho, he said, Ashoka Lovi Leimi, and he'll come with him. The Elisha understood that Elio is telling him that he should come with him and he's going to give him over the Mesoros of the Nevu and the Anhog of the door. So what's the Shneimos Artzmodim Lefonov? So I thought, it says, Reb Pinchas ben Yair says, Torah Mevi'a Lidei Zehirus, and Zehirus Mevi'a Lidei Zrizus, and Zrizus Lidei Nikius, and then Prishus, Chasidus, Tara, and Kedusha, and then it comes all the way till Ruach HaKodesh is the 11th, and Trias HaMesim is the 12th. So Menela, there's 12 Dargas, and Elisha had the Darg of Nevuah to be Mechai HaMesim, because it says he was Mechayev the Ben Ashunamis, and also the mess that was in his cave, because it said Pishnaim Baruchacho. So Elisha came to the Darg of Shneimosor Tzmodim Lefonov, that's the 12 Dargas that he started out with Torah, Zehirus, Rizus, until he came to the highest Darg of Ruach HaKodesh and Tchias HaMeisim.